I'm doing really good on my butter intake, by the way.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 28 of Navigate the Rapids. My name's Will Hanke. I will be your host today. Today's podcast is all about Google listings, and it is a presentation that I did a few weeks ago at a group called Experts for Entrepreneurs in St. Louis, Missouri. And it's all around Google My Business, Bing Places, things of that sort. It is a live presentation, so we'll have a little bit of audience noise, but hopefully you enjoy it. Here it is.
Podcasting from baseball heaven, St. Louis, Missouri, home to float trips, gooey butter cake, and the Gateway Arch. This is the Navigate the Rapids podcast, where you find out how to effectively run and market your business. And now, here's your host, Will Hanke.
All right, my name is Will Hanke. My company's Red Canoe Media. Today, we're going to talk about your business listings and some different apps and some different things that you can do, websites you can use to assist you with getting your business listed online correctly. What happens when you Google your own business? Has anybody gone out and typed in the name of their business and just seen what comes up? Okay, good, good. Did what came up, was it what you expected or what you wanted? Of course, Thad, you probably work on it daily, you know? Good, okay. Typically, when you look up your business now, of course, you get hopefully your website and then a couple maybe social properties, things, you know, maybe your Facebook page, your LinkedIn profile, things like that. In a lot of cases, you might start to get something like this now where people have filled out questions or it has your address or it has your time, things like that, that you're open. This is what you should get. If you do the same thing and get a different list, or especially if your website is not in one of the first results, then you need to do some work on it. Another thing that might happen is, of course, the photos, your reviews, your address, all this information about you, and then some other different things over here, which is pretty new from Google, is your business on Google. So it recognized that I was the one looking this up, recognized that it was my business because I was logged in to Google. So it started to give me some different things. You haven't posted recently. In the past 14 days, less people are looking for your business, things like that. So if you Google your business and these things don't happen, then you need to get into what's called Google My Business. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, but first let's take a nap. Dan's all over this, right? Let's take a nap. So NAP in my industry stands for three things: name, address, and phone number. These three things are extremely critical to your business when you're listing your business online. The difference between them will be obvious in a minute. So the name of my business, Red Canoe Media, the address 152 Hendricks Lane, L-A-N-E, Arnold Moe 63010, phone number 314-496. Okay, however, sometimes my business might be listed as 152 Hendricks LN, and maybe my different phone number because I'm using a Google Voice number on my website, so I can track those calls, right? To the search engines, they're confused. They don't know, am I Lane or am I LN? And it sounds a little silly, but it really should always be the same no matter where you're listing your business. The NAP is extremely important when you're listing your businesses on other places. So just for the heck of it, I went out and I typed in my business name and figured out, look and see what other people are doing. So MapQuest, I didn't even know MapQuest was still a thing, right? But apparently it is. They've got me listed as 152 Hendricks LN. Interesting. Yelp has me way down here. Same thing, LN. Then on my website in the footer, it's hard to see, but it's L-A-N-E. So there are obviously things that need to be fixed. Either I need to go to MapQuest and Yelp and get these fixed, or I just need to come up with a solution one way or the other and stick with it, and then start fixing some of these other places. The reason that this is important is because it shows up here when somebody's typing in your business name. If Google can't make that connection between the two, you're missing opportunities to list your business online and to get it recognized. All right, I know you came here for apps. Come on, Will. All right. Google My Business. This is one of your first apps that you need to download. You can also get to this online at google.com/business. What the heck? There it is. Google.com/business. You need to go to this website and claim your business. If your business is not claimed or it's never been filled out, then you're going to get a couple different options. You're either going to get, nice job, you're on the map. Your business info might be incorrect, or your business isn't on the map at all. So this all does also tie back to Google Maps as well. So either way, you need to click the button that says verify your business info. Once you get on this page, after you've verified your business and say, yes, I'm really here, this is really my business, there's a tab on the left called info. This is where you're gonna wanna fill out everything related to your business. So your business name, address, phone, of course, those three things, hours that you're in business, hours, of course, your address, hours that you're open, and labels. They give you a section for labels. So you can put in things like, I put in SEO, digital marketing, web design. These are things that people might type into the search engines to find my business. So since they're giving me the opportunity to do that, I really should be doing that. Up in the top left under Red Canoe Media, up there, it gives you an opportunity to put in some different categories for your business. So in my case, I put marketing, business, digital marketing, things like that, advertising agency, stuff like that. So this all reflects back to your business when somebody types in the name of your business online. It could also tie into the keywords that we talked about earlier. Once you're done filling it out, they're typically going to send you a postcard. So it's not just going to go live on the website immediately on Google. They're going to send you a postcard to the address that you put in. It'll come about 10 days later with a little PIN number. Plug in the PIN number, and that verifies your business online. Bing also has the same thing. It's called Bing Places for business. A lot of people don't know that. Bing is still a thing, and Bing is actually what's powering Yahoo search as well now. Yahoo is no longer a search engine. They're actually powered by Bing's results. So by doing this on Bing, you're actually going to help yourself on two of the other major search engines. That's at bingplaces.com. There is an app for that as well. So both of these, you can use an app. Both of these will alert you if there are any changes to your hours or something like that. So when somebody looks up your business online, they actually have an opportunity to edit, let's say, the hours. And maybe I'm 8 to 5. They could actually say, actually, Red Canoe is only open 8 to 4. What'll happen is you'll get notified, and you can either verify that that is true or verify that it is not true. But those kind of notifications would show up on your app, so you would always have the best information out there. Speaking about NAP, there are some services that will help you get your business listed on other sites like MapQuest and Yelp and a lot of these. The first one is called Yext, Yext.com. Kara, do you know the price of Yext? Yeah, it's a couple hundred bucks a year, probably. The great thing about Yext is you put in your address once and they will go put your business on 100 or so different sites. The nice thing is it's controlled because you've put it in one place and it's on all of those. If your phone number changes, you go to Yext, you fix your phone number, and it will send that to all of those sites. So everything stays congruent. The other one is Moz Local. Moz Local is around 89 bucks a year, does something very similar, and that's moz.com/local. I think it's 89 bucks a year, somewhere in the $100 range per year, but that's the one that we use. And lastly, I want to talk about reviews. Several people have commented about reviews today. Reviews are huge when it comes to your business online. If you don't have a lot of positive reviews, it's very possible that people will pass you over. It also shows up here, so we can see 5 stars, 39 Google reviews. That's pretty good, right? And the other thing it does is it shows up in what's called the three pack or the snack pack. So if somebody types in, here's my example is SEO expert. I typed that in. These are the three results that came back. Red Canoe Media at the time had 25 positive reviews. Red Tail SEO, whoever those bums are, they got no reviews. And then the SEO expert, 2 reviews. So just from this one example, it's pretty obvious which one most people are going to click on or find out more information about. So the driving those positive reviews moves you up in these map type listings as well. And there's also some social proof there, just of the fact that nobody has left a review for Red Tail. What does that say about them? Probably not anything positive. I don't know who they are. But anyway, reviews are huge, and they don't need to be overlooked. If you do want a free review score, let me know. I've got a free review tool that I can plug in your business name, and it'll give you a score and tell you where you're listed, where you're not listed, what sort of NAP you have on the different systems, and any incongruencies therein. Those are some big words. That was good. Right. And that's reviews.redcanoemedia.com, or just see me and I'll get you one. All right, that's it. Questions and answers. Hopefully answers. Richard Terry.
I notice on a lot of times I'll put my address in and it will correct it with, and I'm on Reflection Court, C-O-U-R-T, and they'll correct it as C-T. So how do we get that to where it's the same?
If it's on a website where they're auto-correcting it, there's probably nothing you can do other than maybe reach out to the webmaster and ask them to fix it, but they're probably not going to. So I would just move on to the next website. You're not going to fix them all. Dad?
You mentioned that NAP is name, address, phone number. What about home-based businesses? Do I want my home address out there for the world to come visit me?
So that's up to you. Mine's out there. If you look up mine, I just work out of my home. Probably the only bad thing about it, if I can get back there, is it does show my home, but I've never had anybody show up. There it is.
We'll be over at 3.
So it does have a thing there that says see the outside of that business. And so, I mean, you could creep around and check out who my neighbors are and that kind of stuff. But there is a button in the back end of Google My Business that says people do not come to this location to do business with me. And I think Google has some sort of an algorithm in there where they won't show your home as much. But I've never had any trouble with it. I do have clients that say I don't want to list it. I have a client right now who refuses to put an address out there because they're home-based. So they're never going to show up in any of these type of rankings, especially in the map or the three pack, because they don't want to tie an address to a location. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Bill.
Something that I deal with all the time, I've never looked at it in this context, and that is that the post office and the IRS have address databases. And so when you deal with them and you have to fill in an address on an application or a form or something like that, it will return to you a screen that says, our database shows the following address, either use yours or accept ours. And the address that they send to you has no periods in it, has no special characters or anything like that. It's very, very structured. And I don't know if businesses tap into that or if businesses use that or use that as part of their,
right.
But for example, it doesn't admit much variation in addresses at all.
If there's an official address for your location, I'd probably use that, and that would probably fix your problem, Richard, because that's probably where they're pulling that from, is some sort of address database in the sky, I guess.
Will, so real quick, when I talked about my experience with the Dolphin Tank, I mentioned the talent in the room and the intelligence in the room, but also I failed to mention the giving heart. So Will is a genius, and he has taken his time to spend time with me.
What Will?
That Will right there in the red canoe shirt. So, I mean, this guy is amazing. But I do have 2 questions for you, and I thank you for that, Will.
Sure.
I have two questions for
thank
you.
Thank you for the beer.
Yeah, well, you buy him beer, and you get anything you want. So... I learned that. So on these labels, do you put SEO or do you put search engine optimization, or how do you do that? And then on the address question, can you just like a city and a state instead of like your home address? Because my business is out of my home also.
Yeah. So I'll answer the second one first. No, you cannot just put a city and state. You have to have a real address. So it's all or nothing. And that's the trouble I'm having with one of our clients right now. They don't want to put a home address on there. But then Google doesn't have anywhere to send the postcard. All right. And what was the first question? I forgot now, answering the second one. Oh, okay. I would put both. So I would put SEO and I would type it out, search engine optimization. So if there are acronyms, is that what they're called? I'm former military, so I'm very used to acronyms. But yeah, you really need to type those out as well for people that are looking for you that way. Karen? Okay. You might want to try to do it on a desktop instead of the phone, the app. It may just give you more options. Thank you. Mary? Oh, Kara. So, and then Mary.
Moz is 99 to $1,000, and their standard is 99. Yext yeah. is 199 to 999, with their standard being 499. Okay. Also, I had an issue with showing the outside of my house, and you're able to go into there and change the outside pictures of your house. So if you add different images, then it will it'll populate and kind of override what Google puts on the the outside of your house.
There is an option here for photos. Typically, that's for photos of your store or the inside or your products or things like that. If you work out of your home, you have to just get a little more creative. Thank you.
Last question.
Okay, last question.
I just wanted to say that I had a P.O. box for a long time, and then I just started using my home address, and I also have never, that's been about 10 years, I've never had anybody show up. So, you know, I kind of was concerned, but it doesn't seem like it's a big deal.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review. That is what helps podcasts grow and reach more people. I'd also like to hear your comments about this particular podcast. And if you like the live segments, if you are able to learn things from those, come over to the website. It's redcanoemedia.com/NTR for Navigate the Rapids. And thanks again. We'll talk to you on the next episode. See ya.